Violent crime in Boston has risen to its highest level in nearly a decade. Northeastern University criminologists estimate that nearly half of the 68 murders last year were committed by young people of Cape Verdean descent. That figure has alarmed many within that Portuguese-speaking African community. They see it as widely out of proportion to their 30,000-plus population in Boston. Many say the killings are a stain on a community whose members long have regarded themselves as model immigrants. From Boston, Philip Martin reports.
1995 is when many in this area believe it all began. A feud between two Cape Verdean families boiled over on the streets and a man was stabbed to death. After that, Boston's Dorchester neighborhood was racked by a series of tit-for-tat killings. Police responded by jailing and deporting some of the high-profile offenders. But in February of this year, a 3-year-old Cape Verdean boy was murdered during a home invasion. Moments after he was buried, a group of youth drove by and opened fire on the boy's relatives. Another Cape Verdean youth was left on a sidewalk with a bullet in his head.
It's mainly bad people going after bad people.
And the Boston police are cracking down, with Cape Verdean officers like Miguel Pires taking the lead.
You're seeing a big explosion with the younger Cape Verdeans, anywhere from 15 to 21 years old, fighting amongst each other for turf, from dealing drugs to car thefts to you name it, it's out there.
And that observation is echoed over the din of Portuguese insults being exchanged at this youth center at St. Mary's Episcopal Church.
A lot of, gang members who want to be, thug life. You know, they go to jail, they come out, they want to be, like Tupac.
16-year-old Francis DePlume says the gangster image of the late murdered rapper Tupac Shakur is very popular in this Dorchester neighborhood, where a lot of the turf wars among young Cape Verdeans are being played out.
Like where I live, there's a lot of shooting, and I might be walking, at night or something, coming from work, and boom, there's a shot, and I get shot.
Many of the young men here at St. Mary's, ages 14 to 24, are on probation. Most were born in Cape Verde. It was there that 16-year-old Walter DeGrasse says he first heard the horror stories about some Cape Verdeans in Boston from a relative who had been deported back to the islands.
I heard they got bad Cape Verdean people around here because they say my cousin back. It was telling me about all the story, how they used to go to jail, what the things they used to do.
That widely accepted self-image by many Cape Verdean youth is what an older generation of professionals are trying to turn around. Cape Verdeans first came to New England in the 19th century to work in the whaling and fishing industries in coastal communities. Like many immigrants, their settlement was followed by numerous success stories, says political scientist Joel Santos.
Despite the fact that we have so many kids get into trouble, we have, in the United States here, an incredibly successful, vibrant enterprise in an entrepreneurial community.
But Santos says old-fashioned notions of success have not been adopted by many younger Cape Verdeans, whose large-scale immigration to the U.S. in the 1980s coincided with the surge of crack cocaine in inner cities. And it also did not help that many of their parents were rarely home, working 2 to 3 jobs to make ends meet. Santos says self-esteem was among the casualties. Last year, several family outings and anti-crime vigils were organized in Cape Verdean neighborhoods by clergy, teachers, police officers, and others. Officer Miguel Pires helped lead those efforts. On this day, he confidently steers his cruiser down Dudley Street toward the heart of the Cape Verdean community. But it's not the usual ride, pointing out bad guys and bad situations. Pires proudly highlights the neighborhood's successes.
This is a Cape Verdean supermarket owned by a Cape Verdean. 95% of the people living out here own homes. At one time, we were known for the best kids going to college. And 5 to 10 or 15 individuals ruined that hard-earned name for the rest of the hard-working Cape Verdeans.
Pires wheels by a group of young men gathered in front of a Cape Verdean pizza shop. He waves, they wave back.
A lot of good things are coming out. Out of this violence, a lot of good things are coming out.
Over the past month, according to Pires, there have been no murders in this neighborhood attributed to Cape Verdeans. And the crackdown on crime is bringing in dozens of calls from Cape Verdeans bent on taking back their community and their name. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin in Boston.